Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. It is Christmas Eve, and what a great time of year to think about the things that have happened in 2021 and my intentions for 2022. So this podcast is all about setting intentions and manifesting happiness in 2022. A lot of you guys out there who are listening are aesthetic injectors, PAs, nurses, surgeons, doctors from all around the world, and my followers who are amazing boss girls. I just want to remind us all that this is an important time to stop the end of the year to take inventory in yourself, what life has been throwing your way, and to kind of think about how you want to manifest happiness for yourself in 2022. So often I feel that I am running on a treadmill of busyness and work that I've created for myself, and I'm just go, 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 and I don't stop and think about what I'm doing. I'm just doing. And this year I want to take time to pause and really decide on what my ideal manifestation of happiness would be. I want to take the time to craft a life that shows me more time for doing the things I want to do. I think I worked really hard in the beginning of my career to become busy, popular, sought after, all the things. And at this point, I want to take some of that energy that I put into driving my career forward and really actually take inventory and philosophize about life in general. The older you get, the more you realize that time is transitory and time is our most valuable asset. So I want all of you guys out there to stop, take a minute, and envision your ideal life. What would your ideal life be? I had a patient who is a life coach who saw me looking run down and a little bit stressed and asked me, like, are you doing the things that you want to be doing? Are you living your ideal life? And she asked me to envision what a day would look like if I could craft an ideal day. What would it be? What time would I wake up? What time would I go to work? Would I go to work? What would I do in an ideal day? And that really made me think. And she even said, why aren't you thinking of that ideal day and then building your schedule around that? And I said, I don't know. Why am I not doing that? I definitely am at a point in my life where I should be doing that. And all of us should in some way. In the beginning, it's difficult when you don't have a ton of revenue or you're very much dependent on doing what you have to do to get through school, to get through work. But you will reach a point when you should have some flexibility. And all of us have some. And even if it means that one extra hour of the day where you can be intentional, we all have that. So for me, what would my ideal life look like? It'd be waking up at 7 a.m., getting in an hour of stretching, yoga, and strength training, which I really need to do, and an hour of, once you shower, get ready, have a great black coffee with my inulin and collagen, and then sitting down and thinking, not with any devices, not with any social media, not with a phone, but with a blank sheet of paper and a pen and maybe even some paint or something to be creative with. But I'd love to take an hour every day to pour energy out of myself and to create. And then, you know, to do something like interactive with the dogs, with a friend, walking the Rose Bowl, something where I create and cultivate relationships that I sometimes don't have time to do. And then getting into work and seeing my ideal patient, the patient who really makes me feel joyful and happy. No more energy vampires in my life. I want patients who understand that what I do is an art and who want really to value my expertise and advice and who say, here's my face and here's my budget and do whatever you think I need. That's my ideal patient. I want to see about 10 of those. And then I want to, you know, sit down and do something creative in terms of building marketing for our brand. I want to grow our modern aesthetic theory course. I want to write a textbook. So these are some of the things I want to do in a day. And at the end of the day, I still have time to leave work with when I can still see the light of day, because I feel like I don't get outdoors enough. And I'm missing these beautiful days, getting home dark when it's late. And I want some of that, you know, scheduled time where I'm forced to get out of the office on time. And then I get home and interact and have some really nice family time. Because life is going fast. So that's kind of what an ideal day would look like. And, you know, several nights a week meeting up with friends and cultivating friendships. It's time for you guys to have that talk with yourselves when you're sitting by yourself at your deathbed and asking yourself, was it worth it? All the long hours, all the work. Did you do the things you needed to do? Did you travel? Did you see friends? Did you grow relationships? Did you bond with family? So it's really time to stop and think about those things. Living intentionally, living with happiness, and crafting your joy is something that we don't do often enough as injectors. We don't take care of ourselves. We don't get our teeth cleaned. We don't go to get mammograms. We don't do our pap smears on time. We take care of every single patient. We're working so hard for our staff. We are driving revenues that support the families of all the staff that work for us. And we often feel that we can't say no. When the day is busy, we're doing great. We feel all this overhead and the pressure to generate. And we also need to stop and say, we also have important sustenance for ourselves. We need to sustain ourselves by nourishing our souls, by taking care of our physical health and our body, and scheduling downtime. I want to do like a 4-day work week someday. Ideally, I'm going to manifest that for myself. I definitely want to do a 3-day weekend about every 4 to 6 weeks, doing something really nice, to do a little mini weekend trip. And then I want to take time to have staff bonding events. I want to take time to, you know, spend a little time with each child before they're fully grown and left the nest. And I think these are all really important goals as injectors, people who stand on our feet all day and work so hard. We need to take some time for ourselves. And that's an order. That's an order. You need to stop, reevaluate. And I'm ordering myself that too. Hopefully I'll stick with that resolution. But this year for sure is the year of living intentionally. And trim back on the things that don't give you happiness. Cut out the people you work with that are energy vampires. Cut out those patients you work with that are energy vampires that drain you, where every interaction is so painful that you feel like you've lost 10% of your soul when you leave the room. We don't need that anymore in our lives. So guys, as we go forward into 2022, I just want to thank each and every one of you for listening, giving me your ear and listening to my ramblings. I started this podcast on a whim and it's been so successful. We've had almost 1 million downloads this year. And I think that this community that we've created is a very supportive, nurturing, and intelligent community. You guys are all such great listeners, and the community that we've built and Modern Aesthetic Theory and our Beauty by Dr. K Instagram has followers with such talent and such wisdom. Every single comment I read, and I really appreciate all of the kind words you guys have sent forward. So please take my blessings for good health, wisdom, happiness, sustenance. Please live with intention. All the lessons we learned from 2021, I want you to bring into your life and make 2022 the year of living with intention and manifesting more happiness. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.